Don't Waste Your Isolation was a series I originally wrote to encourage our church during the COVID-19 pandemic of 2020. We were unable to gather for corporate worship, practicing social distancing, and experiencing different levels of personal isolation. It is our prayer that this will be an encouragement to anyone experiencing any time of separation or isolation. This was part two. The number of cases and deaths continue to rise. The markets continue to tank. Our right concern about being infected continues to rise. Running doomsday scenarios in our minds happens more often. God is my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, and he will deliver me from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Now, one of those statements is not like the other. Were you tracking with the first four? Did they make sense? Were you surprised by the last? Psalm 91 is a passage deserving our attention in these fluid and surreal times. So gather your family, open your Bible, and let's encourage one another. I've made just a few comments and asked a few questions to help you discuss and apply Psalm 91 with your family. I'd encourage you just to pause the video when you ask the questions and discuss them. Verses 1 and 2 of Psalm 91 say, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust." What four names are used for God and what do they tell us about him? Notice the psalmist's statement of faith in verse 2. Can you make this sweeping statement about your trust in God and his provision? And if not, why not? And how can you move closer to this kind of trusting faith? Verses 3 through 13. "For he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a buckler. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day, nor the pestilence that stalks in darkness, nor the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right side, but it will not come near you. You will only look with your eyes and see the recompense of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge, no evil shall be allowed to befall you, no plague come near your tent. For he will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot." Now, notice the change in audience beginning in verse 3. The psalmist moves from "I" in verse 2 to singular uses of "you" in the following verses. These verses are directed at each individual believer, including you and I, who dwell in the shelter of the Most High. The psalm has in mind God's people in war, fighting against those not faithful to Yahweh, trusting in him, abiding in his shadow. The promise to the faithful is that they will be protected from God's wrath as he fights against his enemies. These are not blanket promises that those faithful to God, trusting in him, abiding in his shadow, will never suffer any of these harms. We learned through our past study of Revelation that sometimes faithfulness to God and his word will lead to suffering, even death. But we also learn that we are definitely secure in his arms, even in death, and nothing can separate us from our eternal dwelling place, the place where the dwelling place of God is with man, God will dwell with us, and we will be his people, and God himself will be with us as our God. He will wipe away every tear from our eyes, and death shall be no more, nor coronavirus. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. That's all according to Revelation 21, verses 3 and 4. Now think on these questions. What fears are you and your family facing, and how do these verses help you navigate these fears, whether experienced at night or in the day, as talked about in verses 4 and 5? Satan misuses Psalm 91, verses 11 and 12, to tempt Jesus in the wilderness. How does Jesus' rebuke of Satan in Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 through 7, help us navigate our actions during this coronavirus crisis with wisdom and trust, but not bravado and foolishness? Now listen to verses 14 through 16 from Psalm 91. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him, because he knows my name. When he calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Did you see the voice changes in these verses? Now God is speaking, directly to you. How glorious are the promises of God, promises of love and protection and presence and satisfaction. Now think on these questions. What are the three phrases that describe you in these verses, the one who dwells in the shelter of the Most High? How do you exercise these actions in the midst of our current coronavirus challenge? What are God's 8 promises to you when you hold fast to him in love, trust in him, whose name you know, and call to him? Finally, how do these specific promises bring you strength, wisdom, peace, and joy, even during this international pandemic? Spend some time as a family praying together with the truths of Psalm 91 in mind.